But getting control of our passions and our feelings is extremely difficult for probably 99% of the population. Every time I meet somebody that comes across and claims to be extremely highly evolved, I find that as soon as I say something that crosses them the wrong way, all of a sudden, well, maybe he's not so highly evolved after all, because, boy, the guy really reacted emotionally. Many of the gurus on the internet, they're telling everybody how to enter into the spiritual life. As soon as you disagree with them in any way, they'll go to pieces. They will react very emotionally, and they'll be insulted at the drop of a hat. Especially gurus that or teachers out there that have strong authority over their followers. These people do not like people opposing them in any way, or correcting them, or saying anything that puts them in a negative light. And so, of course, we should always be careful when we're talking to anyone to be as considerate as possible. And in our keys group that we have, one of the rules that I try to really emphasize, not always successfully, is that people just need to be considerate to each other, look upon each other as friends. And oftentimes we get a couple on our discussion group that just start really going at each other's throats. And sometimes I have to finally put them on moderation to get them to diffuse their negativity. Yeah.
Sorry, I just had a question, because I keep thinking, you know, and thinking about the whole becoming one. If it's, isn't there something more than just putting it back on them? Isn't there something that we can do? I know the negative energy is there, and if you put it back on them and they react different, isn't there something that can be done, or a way that can be handled to where we just don't throw it on them and let them deal with it? Because ultimately, isn't our goal to raise everything? So how could, is there something out there? Is there a way that can be handled?
Can we not
to
diffuse
where
it ourselves
diffuse
somehow?
It instead of just throwing it back on them and having it be their problem?
Okay. Yeah.
My experience has been on a number of occasions when there's a misunderstanding or something like that, and I think the context just varies with all of these things. I mean, if somebody wants to make you mad and you say you upset me, they're going to go good. But I found that when there's like a misunderstanding or something like that, what I've found that works really good for me is to immediately apologize. Even if I didn't do anything wrong, I'm really sorry about that.
If you're married, you've got to do that regularly.
That's good training ground for the rest of your life. But I'm always right, so she. No, but that diffuses it. It takes the energy off them. It's not an attack. It doesn't feed it. It just totally diffuses it right away. And you know, some people have to stand up for themselves, but it's like, I've just found that's kind of ridiculous. That's just your ego that needs to defend itself. But if the intention is to really serve the highest and best good, you know, you take it on yourself, but you really don't. But you're making the effort to diffuse the energy, and they go, okay, well, he got it, he is wrong. And I've had people come back to me and comment on that. So, you know, again, depends on the context of the situation, but that's worked really well for me in a number of occasions.
Yeah, it's like the Bible says, a kind answer dispels a lot of wrath. And that's certainly true.
I can't see you apologizing to Alan.
Well, I'll apologize if I have I've done anything wrong. Let's say if you don't think you've done anything wrong at all, then if that's the case, I won't apologize. But I may say, well, it's too bad your feelings are hurt here. but I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. You know, I could say that. But if I just, if somebody asked me a question and I answer and they don't like the answer, and the answer was just the truth, and the truth, it was the truth in a way that was as pleasant as I could make it, then there's really nothing to apologize for. But if the person's feelings are hurt, you could say, well, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, you know. Okay, let me get talk about her question a little bit. So what can we do to diffuse things? Now, the emotional body is kind of a strange thing. The emotional body doesn't have any logic about it. If you want to know how illogical the emotional body is, consider how crazy your dreams are. Because in your dream state, what happens, what makes you go to sleep is the mental part of yourself returns to your soul and has experiences with your soul at night. And so it's completely gone, and you're left in the dream state with only your emotional self that doesn't really have much power of decision. It just has to play around with your memory banks and put together experiences to entertain itself. And that's why they're completely illogical, is because your logical mind isn't there with you in the dream state. There's no logic there. Okay. So if you want to know how illogical your emotional body is, just left on its own, look at your dream state. And yeah, I had the craziest dream. Like the other night, I dreamed that me and Aaron Paul were hanging out together. You know who Aaron Paul is from Breaking Bad? And we decided to go rob Shopko together. And we went to Shopko and we robbed him of $250,000 worth of coupons. And I escaped riding a walrus. But I woke up and I thought, boy, this, where in the world did this come from? It was pretty big. It was about that big. It was about almost like riding a horse.
So, JJ, what then is happening when you go to sleep with that?
So what occurs then when you go to sleep with the thought of finding an answer to particular challenge or whatever that you've got going on in your life, and you get an answer?
Well, it's filtered through your subconscious mind, which has its own form of logic, and sometimes your subconscious mind will pick up something from your soul too. So to ask yourself a question as you're going to sleep, you normally don't get a decent answer in a dream, but sometimes what you do is you wake up. You ever notice you get some of your best thoughts as you're waking up, and you're in between being awake and asleep, and your mind is just coming back into your body. And at that point, your mind is pretty close to your soul, and so you can get some really good answers just as you're in that state between being asleep and awake.
I just have a question. What if your dreams generally are very realistic and logical? And they're not messed up or emotional?
Well, maybe you got a little bit of your mind following you into your dream state.
That's weird. Because I generally dream in very realistic life-like dreams.
Okay, so what if you don't dream?
Oh.
Well, you probably do. People say they don't dream when they've done experiments on them. They usually find they do, but they're just very deep, so they don't remember them. So I think seemed like from what I read, they've concluded just about everybody does dream, but not everybody remembers. You know? Do you ever have a feeling like you dream but just don't remember?
I might have a dream that I realize I had a dream maybe once a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you ever like wake up not remembering the dream but kind of feel like you had a dream?
No.
Really? Hmm. Okay. Well, that's interesting. It would be interesting for them to run a REM experiment on you, or maybe somebody watching you while you're sleeping to see if your eyes move. You know, even animals dream. If you watch a dog's eyes, they'll move back and forth because they're watching something in their dream state. But you can tell on the REM state if they're dreaming or not. So yeah, have somebody watch you when you're taking a nap and see if your eyes move. And if they move, that means you are dreaming, but just don't remember. So anyway, my point with the emotional body is the emotional body is completely illogical. And I consider myself very logical, but there are times when my emotional body is affected and my feelings are hurt, and my mind says that my feelings shouldn't be hurt. Or maybe I feel jealous or some negative emotion of some type, and I think I should not feel this way. Now, the inclination for people who think they're highly evolved is their calculations go something like this. Let me see. My feelings seem to be hurt, but I'm highly evolved, therefore I am beyond that. Therefore, my feelings can't really be hurt. So what they do is they deny their feelings. And this causes them a lot of problems, including health problems. It's the suppression. So that what this does, it forces the negativity back inside of them.